Hallelujah. Peace and joy to all of you. First, we'd like to praise and thank God that we can gather once again to worship the true and living God together. And I also praise and thank God that I can be here to worship God with all of you. This morning, I'd like to share with you, those he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
And
we know this is part of the verses in the book of Revelation.
我们知道这一节这句话呢是记载在这个启示录里面。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
我们看启示录第二章。
The book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 7.
启示录的第二章第七节。
The book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 7.
启示录的第二章的第七节。 圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的，就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。See
in chapter 2 verse 7 it says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
所以第七节谈到说，凡有耳的，就应当听圣灵所说的话。And
if we read chapter 2 verse 11,
那我们看第二章的第十一节的时候，
it also says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
第十一节也谈到，凡有耳的，就应当听圣灵所说的话。If
we read chapter 2 verse 17,
那我们看第二章的第十七节，
it says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
这里也是谈到，凡有耳的，必当听圣灵所说的话。And
also chapter 2 verse 29,
我们看二章的二十九节，
he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
凡有耳的，都应当听圣灵所说的话。Then
chapter 3 verse 6,
三章的第六节，
he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
凡有耳的，就应当听圣灵所说的话。And
also chapter 3 verse 13,
三章的第十三节，
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
凡有耳的，就应当听圣灵所说的话。Then
finally, chapter 3, verse 22.
第三章的第二十二节。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
凡有耳的，就应当听圣灵所说的话。So
now that those of us who have ears,
所以我们凡有耳的，
that we hear the seven times that Jesus Christ wants us to hear what the Spirit says.
我们是否有听见耶稣要我们听见圣灵所说的话呢？
So why in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and chapter 3, are Jesus Christ stressed that you and I should be able to hear what the Spirit says to us?
为什么第二章、第三章，这里圣灵一直在催逼我们？
Because we know in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, it talks about the seven churches in the end days.
我们知道第二章的第和第三章谈到是在末日的这七间教会。
And each church has their own weakness and they have their own strength.
每一间教会都有它的缺点，还有它的强点。
So our Lord Jesus Christ stressed the positive point that they had.
所以耶稣基督谈到他们的强点。
And also the negative point that they have.
还有他们的弱点。
And they, Lord Jesus Christ also gave them a resolution what they need to do to come back to be perfect in His eyes.
耶稣也告诉他们，他们应该做什么东西，立志，然后来回归耶稣。
So nowadays is exactly the same thing for us.
如今也对我们来说也是一样的。
If we look at the seven churches,
当我们看这七间教会，
we know that the seven churches is not seven different churches.
我们知道这七间教会不代表七个不同的教会，
but rather the seven churches have different characteristics.
但是这七间教会有不同的特性。
If we go to chapter 2 verse 1,
我们看第二章的第一节，
this is the first church.
这是第一间教会。
This first church is the church's emphasis.
第一间的教会呢，是在以弗所的教会。
What is the weakness of this church?
这间教会的这个弱点是什么呢？
And this church have left their first love.
这间教会呢，已经离开了他们起初的爱。
And that is the first church that Jesus Christ mentioned.
这就是耶稣基督所谈的第一间教会。
So what happened if a church have left their first love?
如果一间教会已经失去它开始的那个爱如何呢？
And then they become the church just like the church in Laodicea.
他们就好比老底嘉教会。
If you go to chapter 3 verse 14,
当我们看第三章的第十四节，
this is the second church.
这是第二间教会。
Because if we lose our first love, and then we become lukewarm.
当我们失去了这个起初的爱，我们就变成不冷不热。
And then what happened if we become lukewarm, just like the church in Laodicea?
当我们变成不冷不热，就好比这个老底嘉教会，我们会变成如何呢？
And then we become the church just like Pergamos.
那我们就好比这个别加摩教会。
That is chapter 2 verse 12. Because when we are lukewarm, then it's very easy for you and I to compromise our faith.
因为当我们不冷不热的时候，我们很容易的就妥协。
And what happens if you and I compromise our faith?
当我们的信仰妥协了，我们会如何呢？
Then we become like the church of Thyatira.
我们就好比这个推雅推拉的这些教会。
When we compromise our faith, and then we become the corrupt church.
因为我们妥协我们的信仰，我们变成一个
And what happened if we become the corrupt church? And then in chapter 3, verse 1,
在第三章的第一节,
we become the church like Sardis. This is the dead church. You can see the first five churches we have mentioned. Because they have lost their first love. Then they become lukewarm. When they become lukewarm, then they compromise their faith. Compromise their faith, and then they become corrupt.
因为他们妥协了他们信仰，所以他们的教会就开始堕落。
But if they become corrupt, then become a dead church.
因为他们的教会变成败坏，所以他们就变成死的一个教会。
But the sixth church,
第六间教会呢？
That is the church of Smyrna.
那是
Chapter 2, verse 8.
第二章的第八节，这个四美拿的教会。
Actually, the church of Smyrna are the persecuted church.
四美拿的教会呢，他们是常常遭受到逼迫。
And then after persecution,
当他们遭受这个患难之后呢，
they could become the seventh church.
他就变成第七间教会。
That is the church in chapter 3, verse 7, the church of Philadelphia.
他们就好比 三章第七节所谈到的这个腓拉铁腓教会。
We know Philadelphia is brotherly love.
我们知道腓拉铁腓的教会，他们有弟兄的爱。
And Philadelphia is the perfect church.
腓拉铁腓呢是一个完全的教会。
So for the next several visitations, I would like to share these seven churches with all of you.
所以我们接下来会谈到这七间教会。
The church of Ephesus.
在以弗所的教会。
The church of Laodicea.
在老底嘉教会。
The church of Pergamos.
别加摩教会。
The church of Thyatira.
推雅推拉的教会,
the church of Sardis,
沙迪教会,
the church of Smyrna,
四美拿教会,
and the church of Philadelphia,
还有腓拉铁腓教会,
and we hope through these seven churches that you and I can truly uplift our faith.
所以希望借着这七间教会, 我们让我们的信仰可以, 提升。
Let's go back to chapter 2 verse 1.
我们看第二章的第一节,
Revelation chapter 2 verse 1.
启示录的第二章第一节,
to the angel of the churches of Ephesus write.
所以，这个你要写信给以弗所教会的使者。
Here to the angel of the church.
这里是对教会的使者。
Actually, this angel is not the angel with two wings.
所以这个使者呢，不是指着天使有两个翅膀。
This is the angel, the messenger of God.
这里的使者谈到是神的这个带信息的这个神带神带信息。
Who was the angel back then?
当时呢，这个使者是谁呢？
John was one of the angels.
约翰就是其中一个使者。Because
he's the one that received message from our Lord Jesus Christ, then gave to you and I now.
因为当时他从耶稣基督领受到这个信息，然后把它传递给我们。
And now we are one of the angels.
现在我们就是其中的一个使者。
When we receive these messages,
当我们领受到这些信息的时候,
then we spread these messages to everyone else also.
然后我们把这个讯息呢, 就是传达给每一个人。
So we know that this angel is not the angel with two wings.
所以我们知道这个使者呢, 不是天使,
but simply a messenger of God.
只是神带信息的这个使者。
And this angel is the angel of the church.
这是教会的使者。
And we know there's seven churches in the book of Revelation.
我们知道这个启示录所谈到的这七间教会。
But what is the definition of church?
但是教会的定义是什么?
Let's go to the book of Acts chapter 20.
我们看启示录的第二十章。
The book of Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传第二十章。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
The book of Acts chapter 20 verse 28.
使徒行传的第二十章第二十八节。
Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseer, to shepherd the church of God, which is purchased by his own blood.
圣灵立你们做全权的监督，你们就当以自己谨慎，也为全权谨慎，牧养神的教会，就用他自己血所买来的。
So this is the definition of church.
这就是教会的定义。
A church is people who've been purchased by God's own blood.
教会就是人。 被神的血所赎回来的。
And how that purchase become ineffective?
所以这个 这个赎回来的时候，赎回来的这个时间是何时呢？
It's through baptism.
那就是借着洗礼。
So when we are baptized,
当我们领受到洗礼，
indirectly, our Lord Jesus Christ has purchased us with His own blood.
那就是意味着神用他的血来赎了我们。
Because the day that we are baptized,
因为当我们领受
all our sins have been washed away.
我们的罪就被洗净。
And no longer that you and I live, but Christ, the one that lives in us.
不再你和我住在自己的身体里面，但是是耶稣基督住在我们身体里面。
But we know church is not a building, only a building.
我们知道教会不只是这个建筑物。
But actually, the church is inside our heart.
其实教会是在我们心里。
So when we look in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and chapter 3,
当我们看启示录的第二、第三章。
We cannot say these seven churches are seven different churches.
我们不能说这七间教会是七间不同的教会。
But rather seven different kinds of hearts that members have on the last days.
而是指着这是信徒七种不同的心心境就是在末日的时候七种不同的心境。
Yes, some members we lose the first love.
因为有些信徒呢，他已经失去起初的爱。
And some members we become lukewarm.
因为有些信徒呢，已经变成不冷不热。
And some members we compromise our faith.
有些信徒呢，已经对他们信仰妥协了。
And some members our heart have become corrupt.
有些信徒他们的心已经被玷污了。
And some members spiritually we are dead.
因为对于有些信徒呢，他们信仰已经死了。
But it's also some members.
但是有些信徒呢
，their faith is very strong because of persecution.
但是因为借着这个患难，他们的信心就建立起来。
But it's also some members.
但是有一些信徒呢
，their hearts are filled with love.
他们的心呢是充满了爱。
And this is the goal for you and I to reach before we reach the heavenly kingdom.
这就是你和我必须要向往的目标，到吗？进入天国之前所向往的目标。
So that's why if we look at the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
所以我们看启示录所谈到的这七间教会。
This is their different members.
这是不同。的这些信徒
have different speciality.
他们的属灵程度有
as,
不同的属灵程度。
As we know that the first church, first TJC church was established in America was in Hawaii.
我们知道这耶稣教会在美国建立起是在夏威夷。
That was in 1939.
那是1939年。
And but we know Hawaii have, you know, split from the GA, the General Assembly, for many years.
我们知道这个夏威夷教会跟这个总会。分割了蛮很多年。
And during the time they were lost.
当时呢，他们其实是迷失的。
Then as they were praying to see what God's will for them.
当他们祷告求神的旨意的时候。
Then one of the sisters saw seven lampstands.
所以有一个姐妹呢，看到这个七个灯台。
And we know in chapter 1 verse 20, this lampstand represents the churches.
我们知道启示录的第一章第七节谈到这个灯台呢指的是教会。
So she saw seven lampstands.
所以她看到七个灯台。
And six lampstands was burning very bright.
而这七个灯台呢，他们火烧得非常旺。
But this one lampstand.
但是有一个灯台呢
was very weak.
是非常软弱。
And the fire was about to go out.
这个火呢几乎要灭了。
And then our Lord Jesus Christ told her.
然后耶稣基督告诉他
This lampstand is burning out.
这个灯台呢，它已经开始灭了。
It's Hawaii Church.
那就是夏威夷教会。
And then our Lord Jesus Christ brought that one lampstand that was not among the six back to the six lampstands.
所以神呢就把这个一个灯台带入这个六个灯台里面去。
Then that lampstand become brighter.
然后这一个灯台呢就开始火就开始旺起来。
So in conclusion,
所以作为结论
，Our Lord Jesus Christ told the sister.
所以耶稣基督告诉这位姐妹
，Hawaii Church must come back to the General Assembly.
这个夏威夷教会必须回到总会
，and be part of the church again.
一定要作为这个教会的一份子。
So after that vision,
过了经过了这个意象。
So we know that seven churches is one church, but seven different characteristics.
我们知道这个七间教会指的是不同教会的这个特征。
So during that time, the council in Hawaii Church decided to come back to the General Assembly.
所以当时呢，夏威夷的这个职务会呢， 已经就是决定回到这个总会。
And when they first came back,
当他们回来的时候,
wow, so many people received the Holy Spirit.
很多人就领受到圣灵。
That's why during that time, their favorite hymn was Heaven Came Down.
所以当时呢, 他们很喜欢唱的一首诗, 就是天国快临。
Because before they came back to the GA, none of the people received the Holy Spirit.
因为当他们还没有回到总会之前呢, 没有人得到圣灵。
When they came back, almost every one of them received the Holy Spirit.
因为当他们回归了这个总会,
So when we look at these seven churches in end days,
当我们看到这末日的这七间教会,
each church represents the status of our hearts nowadays as Christians.
每一间教会指的就是我们属灵的状，在我们身体里面的属灵状态。
Let's look at the first church.
我们看第一间教会,
the church of Ephesus,
就是以弗所教会。
Actually, they have many strong points.
其实以弗所教会有很多强点。
That's why in verse 2.
所以在第二节,
Revelation chapter 2 verse 2.
启示录的第二章的第二节,
I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil.
第二节, 我知道你们的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你们不能容忍恶人。
And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars.
你也会试验那自称 为使徒却不是使徒的, 看出他们是假的。
But look at in verse 6.
让我们看第六节。
But this you have, that you hate the deeds of Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
第六节, 然而你还有一件可取的事, 就是你恨恶尼可拉一党的人。
See, the church in Ephesus, they have many positive points that Lucius Christ mentioned to them.
所以以弗所教会有很多 很多强点,
that they work very hard.
他们非常劳碌,
and they have a lot of patience.
他们也非常忍耐,
and they cannot bear those who are evil.
他们也不能容忍恶人的行为,
and they also have tested those who are false prophets.
他们也能试验那些自称为 使徒的假师父,
and not only that,
不但如此,
they hate the deeds of Nicolaitans,
他们也恨怒尼格拉一党的行为,
which also our Lucius Christ hate.
也是耶稣基督所憎恶的。
Actually, they have many positive things.
其实他们有很多强点。
But it's one thing that Lucius Christ said to them that they lacked.
但是有一件事耶稣基督对他们说他们所缺乏的。
That is in verse 4.
那是在第四节。
Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你失去了起初的爱心。
Even though they have many positive things about themselves,
虽然在他们当中有非常多的强点,
but one thing they lack, which is the most important thing,
但是他们缺乏一件事情,
they have left their first love,
就是他们离开了起初的爱心。
See, this also illustrates many of us nowadays.
那这个也是可以 代表我们今天,
yes, sometimes we work very hard for our Lord Jesus Christ.
很多时候我们为耶稣基督劳力,
and sometimes, yes, we are very patient.
有时我们也非常忍耐,
and we hate those things that are evil.
我们也不能容忍恶人的事,
and we even test those who are false prophets.
我们也试验那些自以为使徒却不是使徒的,
but if we do all those things,
但是当我们做这一切的时候,
if our love inside our heart is cold in the eyes of God,
如果我们做这些事情, 但是在我们心里面的爱,
then those things become in vain.
这一切所做的就变成, 空虚了。
I mean, look at, you know, many evangelists outside.
我们看很多外面的这些布道家,
they also work very hard.
他们也是非常努力的在工作。
But what is the reason they work very hard?
但是他们工作的非常劳力的工作是为什么?
Maybe to gain money.
是为了赚取更多金钱。
To gain fame for themselves.
是为自己, 赚取这个名誉。
Yes, they also can be very patient.
他们可能, 非常可以忍耐。
Yes, patient to make more money.
但是他们忍耐是为了赚取更多金钱。
Why? Because everything that we do without the love of Christ inside of us then become in vain.
因为我们如果所做的一切没有神的爱在里面呢, 都是枉然的。
Now really must think about our faith.
所以我们必须要回想我们的信心。
When we come to church,
当我们来到教会,
do we truly feel that, no, the love of Christ compels us to come here?
我们可以感觉到是神的爱来激励我们来到教会吗?
Because if the love of Christ did not compel us to come here, then coming to church would be very boring.
因为如果没有神的爱来激励我们来教会, 我们会觉得来聚会是一种非常, 乏味的一件事。
But because we are here,
但是因为我们在此,
because the love of Lord Jesus Christ,
因为我们爱我们的耶稣基督,
then we would feel very different when we come to worship Him.
所以当我们来到教会来敬拜他的时候, 我们会感觉到不一样。
Can you imagine if you marry a person,
如你可以试想，当你嫁娶一个人
，Of course, in the beginning, we're so in love with them. Right?
开始你可能非常喜爱对方。We
would do anything for them.
你会为对方做一切的事情。But
after being married for a while,
但是如果我们的跟我们配偶结婚了一段日子
，Then our love become very lukewarm.
那如果我们的爱变成不冷不热
，I mean, our love, you know, if we lose that first love.
如果我们失去了这个起初的爱
，If we lose that first love, of course. When we interact with our spouse, we be very lukewarm.
所以，当我们失去了这起初的爱的话，我们跟我们配偶的这个关系就变成不冷不热。
But how do we know we have lost that first love?
我们如何知道我们已经失去了起初的爱呢？
Just think about relationship between spouse.
就是我们试想，我们与我们的配偶的这个关系。
If you know your spouse maybe for 20 years,
如果我们已经跟我们配偶相处了20年，
do you still feel excited to see her?
你看到你的配偶，你会感觉到非常的
or to see him, right?
非常的兴奋吗？ 你会
although when we see them, we're like, oh man, I get to see you again, right?
或者当我们看到我们配偶，我们说，哎，我要再看到你。
Of course, we don't need to say it out.
当然，我们不需要讲出来。
But maybe deep down inside our heart.
但是从我们的心里的最深内处。
Because I remember one time, you know, one of the brothers, he's married.
当然，因为我记得有一位弟兄呢，他已经结婚了。
And he's always on business vacation, business trip.
他常常都要出差。
And then I say to his wife, don't you miss your husband because he's always on a business trip?
然后我问他的太太，你是否怀念你先生呢？是因为他常常出差。
And she said, oh no, thank God that he's always gone, right?
他太太却回答说，哦，感谢主，我其实不会想念他。
And I'm like, oh, why is that?
我就问他为何呢？
He's like, oh, every time you know, he's with me, he's always telling me to do this, to do that, right?
太太就回答说，因为他跟我在一起的时候，他会命令我做这件事情，做那件事情。
So when he is gone, I'm so relaxed.
因为，所以当我配偶离开的时候，我感觉到非常的轻松。
Of course, when we feel like this, it means we really have lost our first love.
如果我们有这样的感觉，就是意味着我们失去了起初的爱。
No, I know I have known my wife for 20 years now.
我已经认识我的太太20年了。
There's not one time when I see I don't get excited.
所以没有一次当我 看见他，我不感觉到兴奋。
But of course, I don't see it too often. Maybe that's one of the reasons.
可能是因为我不是很常见到他。
But nevertheless, every time I see, I just feel like I can't get enough of her.
所以每一次我看见他的时候，我就总觉得我不能很好的拥有他。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I just feel that I love her more than ever.
因为我觉得我更爱我的太太。
Because I know that my wife and I went through so much together because of this. I cannot forget about our relationship.
因为我和我太太有经历很多，才到今天的，所以我不能忘记这一个感情。
You know, when we see a couple go for couple counseling,
如果我们看一对夫妻，然后去领受这个辅导。
And if you, the first question, one of the first questions you ask them,
如果我们问他第一个问题，
is that, you know, when did you first meet?
我们问他们，你们起初。 跟对方约会是几次?
And how did you meet?
你如何去看见对方?
Why the therapist asked that kind of question?
为什么这个心理治疗师呢要问这种问题呢?
That is to ask them, right, when they start to fall in love with one another.
那他们那为什他问这个问题是要让他们知道他们当初为什么会爱上对方?
If they remember that they have, you know, how they fall in love with one another, then that love can spark once again the love of each other.
因为当他们可以回想当初他们如何爱上对方，他们就可以激发这个爱。
So really think about our relationship with our spouse.
所以我们要回想我们与我们配偶的这个爱。
If we don't get excited to see them,
如果我们看到我们配偶却不感觉到非常高兴，
the original love, our first love, it has been gone.
那就是 意味着我们起初的爱已经遗失了。
Because every time we see our spouse,
因为每一次我们看到我们的配偶的时候，
we should feel like we can't, you know, wait to see them again.
我们要感觉到，哇，我们几乎非常想念的，非常想看到他们。
Really, one of the most difficult time for me as a pastor is when I leave my wife.
所以对我来说最难做的一件事就是我要离开我的太太。
When I leave my wife to go on a trip.
当我离开我太太，去出差的时候
，because most of the time she would take me to the airport，
因为很多时候她会载我到机场
，but at the airport， it's so much suffering for me， right？
所以在机场的时候，我就感觉到对我来说是一种患难
，because when I say goodbye to her，
因为当我跟她告别的时候
，it's very difficult，
是非常困难的。
Because I don't want to say goodbye.
因为我不想说不想说再见。
I just want to be with her forever.
因为我想与她永远在一起。
But when we say goodbye,
当我们说再见的时候
，and I look into her eyes, I just feel like I don't want to leave.
我当我看她的眼睛的时候，我就感觉到
我不想离开。And I have known my wife for 20 years.
我已经认识我太太二十年了。
And thank God, I still feel like this.
我感谢主，因为我还有这样的感情。
But not all the time.
但是不是常常有这个感情
？But sometimes I also need to be by myself.
有时候我必须自己一个人。
But of course, I hope that sometime is not too often a time.
当然，有时候不，有时候我想独自在自己的时候，不要不是太不要占太多的时间。
Now let's bring this relationship to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们把这个关系带入我们与神的这个关系。
Do we get excited when we kneel down and pray to God?
当我们跪下祷告的时候，我们是否感觉到非常高兴
？Do we get excited when we open the Bible to read about God?
当我们翻开圣经的时候来读神的话，我们是否感觉到非常高兴？
Do we get excited when we come to church and have fellowship with our brothers and sisters?
当我们来教会与弟兄姐妹团聚的时候，我们是否感觉到
非常快乐？ If we don't feel any of these things,
如果我们没有感觉到这一种的
this means we have left our first love.
那就是意味着我们已经失去了起初
的爱心。That means our faith become lukewarm.
就是意味着我们的信仰已经变成不冷不热。
But it cannot be like this.
但是我们不能这样。
Our lukewarm love will not allow us to overcome Are sinful ways.
因为我们的不冷不热的这种信仰不能让我们胜过我们的这个罪性。
A lukewarm love would not give us the strength to continue the journey to the heavenly kingdom.
因为我们这个不冷不热的爱心不能让我们好好的走在这个天国的道路上。
That's why here, Jesus Christ said to them.
所以这里耶稣基督告诉我们。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
第二章的第四节。
Nevertheless, have this against you.
所以有一件事我要责备你。
That means this against you. That means the things that you do that I'm telling you that is not right.
有件事我要责备你，就是你所做的这件事情呢，我要骂你。
That you have left your first love.
那就是你已经失去了起初的爱。
Why love is so important in our faith?
为什么在我们信仰当中，爱占有那么大的这个是那么重要
？Why that love always should have be burning inside our heart？
为什么这个爱心必须在我们的里面来燃烧呢
？I mean, look at Paul。
我们看保罗。
Paul from the beginning when he was converted become a Christian。
我们看保罗，当他起初被变成一个基督徒的时候
，He was full of zeal。
他是非常有这个热忱的。
And look at the end of his life。
我们看他生命的最终的生命的
时候 He was also full of zeal.
他也是非常有热心的
That's why right before he died.
所以在他死之前
He can proclaim that I have fought a good fight.
他可以说我已经打了美好的仗
I have ran a good race.
我已经跑了当跑的路
And I have kept the faith.
我已经守住所守
That is a life of full of zeal of love toward God.
这就是在对神非常有爱心而且非常有信心的一句话
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹
We really must reflect upon our faith.
我们必须要回想我们的
这个信仰。Do we still have that first love?
我们是否还有这个起初的爱
？Because without love,
因为我们的爱
，then it's very difficult for you and I to grow in faith.
如果没有这个爱，我们就很难在我们信仰上再成长。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们看以弗所书的第四章
，verse 15,
第十五节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15.
以弗所书的第四章第十五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15.
以弗所书第四章的第十五节，第十五节，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
But say here, right? But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ. From verse 16.
第十六节。
From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supply, according to the effect of working by which every part does its share.Cause growth of the body for edifying of itself in love. So we want to grow in our faith.
所以我们在我们信仰当中要成长。
If we want to be unified with one another,
因为如果我们要跟大家合为一体的话
，we cannot lose our first love.
我们不能失去起初的爱。
If we lose our first love,
如果我们失去起初的爱
，then we have no strength to grow and to be joined together.
我们就没有办法让身体渐渐成长，在爱中建立。
Just think about relationship with our spouse.
那就回想我们与我们的配偶的这个爱。
No, if our spouse is working.
如果我们的配偶在
上班 when they come home,
当他回来的时候
，do we wait for them at the door?
我们是否在门那边等待他们呢
？If not.
如果不是,
this means you have left your first love.
那就是意味着我们失去了初恋的爱。
This means the love inside us from the beginning is not the same.
那就是意味着我们心里面的爱已经变质了。
Really, when I first met my wife,
当我第一次, 看见我的太太,
we used to be on the phone forever.
我们常常都在打电话。
Even though she worked full time, I worked full time.
虽然他是全职在做工，我也是全职。
Even though I had to get up, you know, early in the morning.
即使我早上要很早起来。
But we always on the phone.
但是我们常常都在打电话。
I remember many nights we on the phone.
我记得我们很多晚上都在打电话。
Then both of us are very tired.
我们两个人都非常的累。
And I tell my wife, you know, hang up the phone first, right?
我就告诉我太太，你先把电话挂了。
And she's like, no, you hang up the phone first.
她就告诉我，你先把电话挂了。
And we're like, oh, let's hang up together, and you know, we count to three, then we hang up together. Right?
然后我们就说，我们就数一二三，到数到第三声，我们就一起把电话挂起来。
And then we say one, two, three.
然后我们说一二三。
Then we're like, are you still there? Right?
然后我就问。 问他你还在吗?
Yeah, I'm still here.
他就说我还在。
I mean, when you have that kind of feeling, you just feel like, wow, you love one another so much.
当你有这种感觉的时候，你是非常深爱对方。
And I remember back then she used a certain kind of perfume.
因为我记得当时她是用某一种香水。
And when I go someplace, if another girl uses perfume, I just smell the perfume, then I really I think about my wife, you know, my wife, right?
所以当我去其他的地方闻到另外一个女人用同样的香水，我会立刻想起我的太太。
And this kind of feeling is so wonderful. Right?
然后这种感觉是非常的美好。
And when I'm walking, I just feel like I'm floating, right? Because I'm thinking about her.
因为我在走路的时候，我几乎就是在飘飘。 飘飘然的,
and I would do anything for her. But how our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ? Do we really still feel that we love Him so much?
我们是否感觉我们还是那么的爱他?
And every time we open the Bible, we can't, you know, we can't stop reading it.
当我们把圣经开起来的时候，我们没有办法把它放下去。
And when we pray, we can't stop praying.
当我们祷告的时候，我们没有办法停下来。
But we hope all of us have this kind of feeling.
我是希望每一个人都有这样的。
Because if you don't have this kind of feeling,
因为当我们没有这种感觉的时候,
then it's very difficult for us to grow in our faith.
我们就很难在我们的信仰当中来成长。
You can see between relationship between my wife and I.
所以我可以看我和我太太的这种关系。
We have grown so much together.
我和她在这当中已经成长了许多。
We get to the point that if we have nothing, we own. If we have one another, we are satisfied.
所以 到我们只要有对方，我们就非常满足了。
But it took a lot of growing up together.
但是我们必须一起成长。
But when we reach to a point,
当我们到了一个阶段,
that all we need is one another,
我们只需要对方了,
then you just feel completely satisfied.
我们就完全的满足了。
And the same thing with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这也是我们跟神的这个关系。
When we get to the point, all we need is our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们到了这个阶段，我们是需我们 因为耶稣基督而满足的话,
then that's the time that we know that our life is complete.
我们当时就知道我们的生活就已经完全了。
So if you and I want to grow, we cannot leave this first love.
我们不能离弃这个起初的爱。
But the second reason why we should have love inside our heart.
第二点，为什么我们要有爱心在我们的心？
Because love covers multitude of sin.
因为爱能遮盖一切的罪。
Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4.
我们看彼得前书的第四章,
1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章,
verse 8.
第八节, 彼得前书第四章第八节,
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8.
彼得前书第四章的第八节,
and above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love which will cover multitude of sins.
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
No, if we truly love our spouse,
如果我们真正的爱我们的配偶,
we would never cheat on them.
我们不会欺哄他们。
Because if we truly love our spouse,
因为我们真正爱我们的配偶的话,
if any other, you know, if a woman or a man entices us to be with them, we would not do it.
如果有另外一个男人或女人来勾引我们，我们不会与他们在一起。
No, when I go to Hawaii,
当我去到夏威夷,
because Hawaii, everything is very laid back and everything is very liberal.
在夏威夷呢，是比较开放的一个国家，一个地方，而且是比较慢的一个。
And I remember one time, two of the pastors were there for a seminar.
我们记得当有两个传道去那边开始讲道,
and they were walking on the beach.
然后他们在这个沙滩上走,
and then women came and tried to, you know, ask them for a date, right?
所以有女人来就是 在沙滩上要约他们，要跟他们约会.
Of course, I think that day they need to pay for it, right?
They need to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean they're prostitutes.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. 就是说他们是妓女，他们就是来要嫖妓.
So when I heard this,
当我听到这
then I have to go to Hawaii 3 months out of the year.
所以我一年要去夏威夷三个月.
Of course, the first place I stay away from is the beach. I don't go to the beach too often.
所以第一件事我就是离开这个沙滩.
But actually, I meet many women there. Right?
当我在夏威夷,
I'm talking about in Hawaii. I mean, I met many women in Hawaii.
在夏威夷我遇见很多女人.
But never once it came to my mind that I should cheat on my wife.
没有一次我会想到我要背叛我的太太.
Why do I feel like this?
为什么我会这样呢?
Because deep down inside my heart, my wife is the only person I ever love.
因为在我心里面，我唯一喜欢的就是我唯一爱的就是我太太。
But what happened if I don't love my wife anymore?
但是如果我不再爱我的太太的话，
then it's very easy for me to be with another woman.
那我会很容易的就跟另外一个女人在一起。
So the concept of a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们跟耶稣基督的这关系的这个观念。
If we truly love our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们真正的爱耶稣基督，
we will not live a life to sin against Him.
我们不会过着一个 有罪的这个生活,
if we truly love our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们真正爱我们耶稣,
we will live a life to put Him first all the time.
我们会过着一个把他放在第一位的这个生活。
But if we reflect upon our life,
如果我们回顾我们的这个,
if we put everything before Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们把所有一切都放在耶稣基督前面,
then it means the first love that's inside our heart has been gone.
那就是意味着我们起初的爱已经失去,
and our Lord Jesus Christ becomes secondary in our relationship with Him.
所以我们的, 耶稣基督再不是我们, 生命中的第一了。
But here, if we truly have fervent love,
所以我们必须要有这个爱,
and this love will cover a multitude of sin.
这个爱呢, 会遮掩一切的罪。
Because of love, I will not cheat on my wife.
因为这个爱, 我不会, 背叛我的太太。
Because of love, I will not do anything to sin against my Lord Jesus Christ.
因为爱, 我不会做一些事情来干犯耶稣基督。
And the third reason,
第三个原因,
the third reason why we should have love inside our heart,
第三个原因为什么我们要有这个爱,
because we need to have the strength to continue.
因为我们必须要有这个力量来继续走这奔跑的道路。
Let's go to 1 Corinthians,
我们看哥林多前书,
chapter 13,
第十三章,
1 Corinthians chapter 13,
哥林多前书的第十三章,
verse 7,
第七节,
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7,
哥林多前书的第十三章的第七节,
love bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐.
Actually, love is so powerful.
所以爱是何等的,
if we don't have love,
如果我们没有爱,
we cannot be all things.
我们不能包容万事.
If we don't have love,
如果没有爱,
we cannot have all faith.
我们不能凡事相信.
If we don't have love,
如果没有爱,
we cannot have hope all things.
我们不能凡事盼望.
If we don't have love,
如果没有爱,
we cannot endure all things.
我们没有办法凡事忍耐.
So just these three reasons alone why you and I need to have love inside of us.
所以有这三个理由为什么我们必须要有神的爱在我们里面.
So we have lost the first love,
如果我们失去了这个起初的爱,
let's gain it back.
我们要去寻找回来.
You know, quite often, a couple who've been married for a long time.
所以很多时候，当一对夫妇结婚了很久。
You know, when they come to me and they seek for counseling.
当他们来到我面前来，要我给他们指导。
Because they want to, you know, kindle their love again.
因为他们要再次的点燃他们的爱。
And then they ask me, what should I do?
然后他们就问我，
what should I do?
我该做什么？
Or what should we do?
我们该做什么呢？
And the first thing is that, no, learn to redevelop the relationship again.
开始就是我们开始在建立起这个关系。
Because, you know, for them, you know, because they have maybe have 2-3 children, they never even go out with one another alone for many years.
因为他们已经有两三个孩子了，他们已经很久没有，就是两个人单独出去约会。
So for them, just go for a cup of coffee with one another.
所以对于他们来说，他们只要出去喝杯咖啡。
And go hiking with one another.
或者跟
对方去爬个山, just the two of them. But if we want to develop a relationship with God again, what should we do?
我们该做什么呢?
Let's go back to Revelation chapter 2.
我们看启示录的第二章,
verse 5.
第五节,
chapter 2, verse 5. Verse 5 says, remember therefore from where you have fallen.
所以应当回想你们从哪里堕落,
repent and do the first work.
并要悔改行起初所行的,
it's interesting, right?
这是非常有趣的。
If you fall from your first love,
因为当你,
Jesus Christ said, you have sinned.
耶稣基督说,
why? Because if they did not have sin, our Lord Jesus Christ would not say, repent, right, from what you have fallen.
因为如果他们没有犯罪的话, 耶稣基督不会说, 你要悔改, 行起初所行的事,
and then you must do the first work.
你们必须行所行的,
what does it mean, the first work?
什么是所,
the first work is how when we begin our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是我们起初跟开耶稣基督建立这个关系的时候,
how can we build that love again?
我们如何再建立起这个爱?
If we don't want to do that,
如果我们不要这样行的话,
then it's very difficult to draw ourselves, you know, closer to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们非常难来与神建立一个很好的关系。
But look at the second half of verse 5.
我们看, 第五节的下半段。
Or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent.
你若不悔改, 我就临到你们那里, 把你们的灯台从原处挪去。
See, the lampstand is the church.
所以这个灯台就是教会。
The lampstand is inside our heart.
这个灯台就在我们心里面。
So we don't want to renew our heart.
所以如果我们不更新我们的心,
then actually our heart no longer can love.
我们的心就没办法爱。
So that's why we cannot fall into this kind of trap.
所以我们不能跌入这个陷阱。
Because if our heart has no love inside of it,
如果我们没有这个爱心在我们里面,
then everything we do is just like, you know, in vain.
所以我们所做的一切就是空虚的。
But we must kindle this love again.
但是我们必须点燃这个爱。
We kindle our heart in our term of relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
来点燃这个爱心, 点燃我们与神的关系。
And that's why in verse 7,
所以在第七节,
he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
所以凡有耳的, 就应当听圣灵所说的话。
To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life.
对于听的圣的, 我必将神乐园生命树的果子赐给他吃,
which is in the midst of paradise of God.
那就是这个生命树呢, 就在神的乐园中。
Actually, this tree of life,
这个生命的树,
is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
就是耶稣基督本身。
So if we repent,
如果我们, 悔改,
and we kindle our love toward our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们重新点燃我们与神的这个爱,
and then once again,
我们又从头开始从头来,
we can have good relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以与耶稣基督建立一个美好的关系。
But if we lose this first love,
但是如果我们失去了起初的爱,
it's not too late,
其实还不迟,
to return back,
还不迟, 我们还可以回去,
and to kindle this love,
来点燃这个爱。
But if we cannot do it,
但是如果我们不能这样行,
then we will go to the second stage of our faith.
我们就, 我们信仰的第二阶段,
a life of lukewarm.
就变成不冷不热。
But none of us want to reach that stage.
但是没有一个人想要, 进入这个第二阶段。
Because if we go to the life of lukewarm, then the next step actually will compromise our faith.
因为当我们的信仰变成不冷不热, 我们就对我们信仰开始妥协。
So may God help us,
求神帮助我们,
and to bring back that first love,
来点燃这个起初的爱,
and to rekindle that fire inside of us,
来点燃这个火。
That when we read the Bible, we are very excited to read.
当我们读圣经的时候, 我们要感觉到非常有,
非常高兴来读。 That when we pray to God, we don't want to stop.
当我们向神祷告的时候, 我们不想停。
And every time we have service in church, we can't wait to come and have fellowship with one another.
那教会有聚会的时候, 我们, 迫不及待的来聚会, 来跟弟兄姐妹来团契。
These are the three signs that mean that we have kindled the love back with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这三个就是我们已经开始向神点燃这起初的爱心。
So may God help us.
求神帮助我们。
Now let's all rise and sing one hymn.
我们起立唱诗。
343.
343首。